Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Richard DeCaser is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Richard is the Deputy Chief Economist at the Parthenon Group. Richard, give us the website, please.
Very easy, parthenon.com. We do strategy research for companies across the globe, offices, as you mentioned, Boston, but also San Francisco, London, and Mumbai.
All right. So check it out, Parthenon Group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, parthenon.com.
Big up.
The name is Parthenon Group, but the website's parthenon.com. Richard, the Fed's meeting today and tomorrow. They're having another two-day meeting. And they'll make their final decision on whatever they're going to do. You and I both know they're not going to raise rates tomorrow. But what are they? What do they have any bullets left in their quiver? Any arrows left in their quiver?
They've got a couple, and I really hate to harp on this theme, but discord once again, discord in Congress and Washington generally, discord in Europe, and there's even some discord at the Federal Reserve. They have a two-day meeting. The question is, what can the Fed do to help the economy? Do they have any ammo left? Interest rates can't go any lower. Quantitative easing, that is this practice of buying bonds and pushing money into the economy, really hasn't been very effective. It's done some good, but it's not as powerful as cutting interest rates.
It may have had too much to do. I mean, it may have been a good idea, but it was just met with too much resistance.
Well, what do you mean?
There may have been too many things to overcome, too many headwinds.
Well, exactly. I think that's precisely correct. You know, they couldn't wave a magic wand and cure the economy, but they did some good, and I think that's all we can really expect. Now, the question now is, what else can they do? And there's two things they're considering. Number one, verbal guidance. And they started down this path about a month ago, basically telling us what's going to be the condition for raising interest rates. It might be something, for example, like we will not raise interest rates unless the unemployment rate gets below 7%, something like that.
Right.
That would provide direction to the markets and drive longer-term interest rates down lower. The other thing they can do is shift their buying of securities. So if instead of buying short-term treasury bond bills as they do, they could buy longer-term treasury bonds. And the theory, which is very dubious, but nonetheless, the theory is that it would also drive down long-term interest rates. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is there is no consensus within the Federal Reserve decision makers, as to whether they ought to do this or not. So they're going to talk about it for a couple of days, but personally, I don't expect to see any change on either of these two fronts. I think we'll see more of the same.
Is the Fed, because of the transparency that they've given us, you know, the last meeting they had, they said we're not going to raise rates, no big adjustments for 2 years, basically. Are they starting to become neutralizers? Are they becoming almost, I guess, irrelevant is not the word to use, but I mean, having less impact, not as consequential as they were once.
Sure, and you know, that's dangerous, isn't it? Well, it is, and the metaphor you used is running out of ammo. I mean, the way the Federal Reserve principally affects the economy is by raising and lowering interest rates. Well, when you hit zero, your ability to do more on that front is limited.
Right.
So the kinds of things that they're doing now is trying to affect future interest rates, not those which they can literally control today, but they can sort of direct mortgage rates, for example, lower by promising the financial markets that they won't raise short-term interest rates. That'll help keep longer-term interest rates down. That will be helpful. But again, it's not as big as, say, chopping short-term interest rates from 5 to 2%. They just don't have that option anymore. So the Fed still matters. They can still make a difference, but their potency has been greatly diminished by circumstances.
Talk to us. I got about a minute left. Talk to us about where you see the economy over the next 6 to 18 months.
I think we're going to continue to muddle along. I don't think we're going to be quite as bad as we were off in the first half of this year. GDP growth less than 1%. I think there were some special factors there. The tsunami in Japan, high commodity prices, those have both reversed. But I still think we're looking at growth recession type numbers, real GDP in the 1 to 2% range, which is weak. Technically growing, technically not a recession, technically
but
not a double dip.
But it's still a $15 trillion economy. I mean, there's a lot of business going on right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Don't we need to keep that in mind? I mean, we're not Greece. $15 trillion.
We're bigger than Greece. That is clear.
But I mean, what I'm just saying, their economy can't generate. They can't turn things around that quickly. In America, with this size economy, if we can get our act together, we can turn things around real quick, can't we?
Oh, I absolutely agree, and that's absolutely key. You put your finger on the issue. If we can get our act together, all of these problems have solutions, and I would say that the political realm is where these solutions are getting
started. That means we're going to have to make some good decisions at the ballot box. Hey, Richard, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise you. Always a pleasure to have him here. We always get smarter when Richard joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.